A poor performance indeed. Did you think you could just waltz away? Not so fast. If you're going to be a pain in my side, I'll be sure to be a pain in your everything. Turn the other cheek, they say. But what happens when no one's there to help you? I gave you a gift, a promise, and here you are, playing morality police. Now wake up and smell the ashes. Ouroboros changed you. You're like me now. Forget about Chris. And show me what your evolution has done. You cannot die, and neither can I. So what's there to stop us from ruling everything? You'll understand the ambition. It's just part of your birthright now. Whatever life you had before doesn't matter. You were chosen. A lucky one. The world is a flaming pile of nothing. And the 7 minutes I had to play with you, it's all but up now. And the eternity left after. We are like gods, don't you understand? You and I, we're not just pawns in a story. We are ascended. He didn't understand my vision. He thought Umbrella was his enemy. Everyone does. You're always the bad guy when you ignore the morality, chasing after the end goal, justifying the means. All I did was be pragmatic. I changed the world. And those of us that survive now own everything. The gates to heaven are ours to open. And those dealt inadequate, they simply are a page in the history book. An unfortunate sacrifice that we needed to make. Why? For all your protesting against me. For all your hatred of me, I excite you. Did you think I couldn't tell? The closer I get, that cute little heart of yours that I can see beating so fast, it beats faster for me than it does for Chris. Well, that may be a bit difficult, don't you think? Because if you try to deny it, I can just prove it. Rules of the old world don't apply here now. We are the lucky ones, those who survive naturally. I will need a progeny. And you are a perfect example of one who should be at my side. Did you think the world just ends because Ouroboros has spread? Even as we speak, new chosen are being taken. So what if it's just 1%? That 1% will be the many, because we will never die. Evil. Your words wound me, but ultimately they're just that. words with nothing of substance. Your protest weak because your arms don't push me away. Then tell me, if I'm so repulsive to you, if I don't make your heart race as you say, then why haven't you used that new strength to face me? When all the time in the world is yours, you still make excuses to chase your morals. The only difference between me and you is that I'm honest about what I want. I finished my goal, and now here we are. The future we all deserve. The future I built for us. I never did dislike you. In fact, I did have a crush on you, and I still do. So why don't you be honest now? It's your birthright to succeed. There was just as much chance as you ending up like all the fodder out there. The only difference is I'm more honest about how it feels to win. Whether or not humanity was doomed by my hand, does it really matter when you feel like this? Every nerve ending, a thousandfold more efficient than it was. Now you're not just a pathetic human. You're like me, merged with Ouroboros, a superhuman indeed. But even if your performance was poor before, you don't need to be hung up on the details, because you're not a slave to such things. You're a slave to no one. A powerful new god to rule the world alongside with me. And what happens when you start to like it? What happens when your morals stop you only so far, but the weight of time makes it all worth it? You may hate me now, but you'll eventually give in to that. It's not because I don't believe in your morals, but because the ends justify the means, no matter how much of a moralist you pretend to be. We all understand that someday, you always live long enough to see yourself become the villain. But am I really the villain of this story? Or is it just you overthinking things right now? If I was such a villain, why would I turn my enemies into my companions? I've done nothing to try and harm you, only to show you the light. Exactly what you deserve. To be ascended like me. So the worthy fade away is nothing more than chaff. Separate the wheat from the whey. And all that remains will shine like diamonds. But it's too late to argue semantics. Just like it's too late to say you're not attracted to me. It doesn't matter if I'm the worst villain in the world, because I'm a villain that makes your heart race. You are a perfect example. Your genetics, they waged war with Ouroboros, and instead of rejecting it, being consumed by it, they were remade. And what an excellent remake they are. Look at me. Your skin is perfect now. Your eyes have the same glow as mine. Our bodies instinctively seek each other out. Would you deny your very nature for some petty morals? A grudge that can't even be undone if you wanted to. All those judged innumerably, inexorably, wanting. They're gone now. Not your concern. Now you can fight with me for all eternity, or you can accept that my ends, as brutal as they are, was a mercy upon the world. Now humanity doesn't end in a matter of generations. You saw what we were doing to the planet, didn't you? It was only a matter of maybe 400 years, and the end of the world was upon us. Even then, that's a very lucrative assessment. One press of a button from a pompous man in a suit, and the world would have ended anyways. Now it can't. Those men in suits are now either zombies or ascended. You can get mad at me. I'll allow it. You look less mad and more fixated. Is my hand on your waist enough to justify the evil of which I've done? You can pretend to care about it, but it's a poor waste of time when you have so much to look forward to. You won the lottery. You won the chances. Your genetics made the pass. And now, you'll never be held wanting again. The world is ours. And something tells me your nature itself needs to understand what it needs and wants. You just want to deny it. To play pretend is a pathetic excuse indeed. You can play moralist police, but that only works until you understand your place. If that's how you feel, then why aren't you pushing me away? If I take what belongs to me. You are giving mixed messages now. You should be more honest. You have just as much agency and power as I do now. Yet you let that kiss through your defenses. You allowed my obsession to reach you, and your spine tingled from it. Your breath hitched. The subtleties that a mere human could never understand, your body certainly does. Morality is whatever we define it to be at the time. Don't you realize? Humanity is full of hypocrites, full of murderers, full of scoundrels, but they're only scoundrels when their ideas fail. Let's be honest here. No matter which path we choose, we will always be together, whether you kill me or love me. Don't you understand? No matter which path you choose, you're going to have to deal with me one way or the other. I've already accomplished my goals. What are yours now? Are you going to cling to that failure for the rest of forever? Or are you going to live in this paradise? Then try me. Ask and you shall receive. I know what you want. what you need. Allow me to make it crystal clear for you. Do you feel that? Sensations your former self could never understand, let alone even feel. You're evolved now. We all are. Those of us that survived. You're shaking. But something tells me it's not in fear. Without your lips instinctively find my own, drawn to me. If that hand around your waist was really so repulsive, you wouldn't let me keep it there. You wouldn't let it explore, would you? If what you say was true, you wouldn't let me get away with this, now would you? Go right ahead and try. Try and deny what you've always known to be true. This is who you are. A willing mate for me. A perfect side piece to the man who saved the world. Forget about things like that. Wealth, power, attraction. I have it all, and if you were honest right now, you would admit it just the same as you did that day, before you knew I was the mastermind. You and I should have never broken up. Your pesky morals got in the way. But you should have known. In the end, I was always going to win. And I was never going to let you go. That conflicted expression looks good on you. It suits you just fine. But I wonder, after you get so conflicted, what happens next? See, with Ouroboros and a man as good as me, I can give you a life, a feeling, a desire like you've never known before. All because it's what you deserve. A male worth your birthright. And one who won't let false morals stop him from taking what he wants. Don't you understand? It was always to get you back. I knew Chris couldn't keep you because you were mine. You were always meant to be. And now look at whose arms you're in. Panting like a filthy little thing in heat. I'll be happy to prove you wrong. Nice and slow. Feel free to tell me to leave. Tell me anything you want, and it's yours. How many other men in the world can say that? You and I, we have unfinished business, don't we? And just look at that. The first signs of the fall. My, my. Those thighs pressed together, and that cute little knee quivering for me. You're not raising quite the opposition I thought you would. Or is that pussy the only thing that's honest on you right now? Say what you will. Biology is terrifying, just as attraction is sown all over your body. You're mine now, whether you accept it or not. Really? Your protest dies in your throat. If that's the truth, tell me to stop at any time, and I would leave and never come back. But something tells me you want to know. Your curiosity would win out to any moral compass you claim to have. Because right now, no one on this planet could make you feel as good as me. Do you sense it? The heat radiating from my fingers. These are more than just fingers now. Can you feel how I caress you, claim you, in a way only a truly dominant male could muster? To instill such lust in you, and all we've done is play. Even before I touch you, I can feel the heat radiating from your need. It is quite a satisfying sensation. Denial? You would deny it now, even though I can feel it. Then what's this? If what you're saying is true, then why is this pussy leaking for me? If you can deny it, then why is your body so much more honest than you? Look at what you've done, and to me no less. Touch it. Touch the tent in my pants like I know you want to. A poor protest indeed. Nature always wins out. Instincts overrule what you think and what we know together. The need we have for each other is nothing but the purest, most primal feeling. You know I'm the top tier man that's compatible with that body. Now do what nature beckons of you, what evolution's call needs no introduction. Yes. The way you touch me, it's quite exquisite, you know. For all that protesting, you certainly don't learn. Can't get your hands off of my manhood, can you? How does it feel knowing all of this is soon to be inside you? Ah. The sensations after evolution are quite different than before. Yes, that's what I thought. Your body recognizes it. Your faith in the greater good, marred by your need in plain sight. Your petty act of revenge only satiates me. Oh, and your mouth feels incredible wrapped around me. Oh, indeed. Don't stop there. Keep sucking it. That's not a request, but a demand of your body. You feel it, don't you? The tentacles from Ouroboros naturally finding where they need. Rewarding you for pleasing me. But it's just a prelude to the pleasure when we're finally joined. Keep sucking it. No stopping now. Yes. Good, just like that. It's so satisfying to seeing you bob your head up and down on your knees for me. You're so sexy like this. You'll have to pardon me then. Because your reward will come sooner than expected. I'm gonna come, baby. Oh, my pride aside. I always wanted to do this. To come down your pretty little throat. Take it all from me, won't you? Coming. Take it all. Take it all from me. That's it. Too late to turn back, but too far gone that you can't accept it. Then allow me to drive the final stake through your hesitation. You're so small in my grasp. Your hands fit in mine just perfect. All the better to pin you down. Is there an excitement when I've got you by the throat? Tentacles exploring your body from my sleeve. Or is this what you've been waiting for? The primal need of all mammals. The more I rub up and down your slit, the less questions you seem to have. Then I'll be taking what has always been mine. Relax. I wouldn't want to hurt you. My still sloppy dick meeting you here. What a mess we've made. I could shove it all inside right now, but I wish to take my time. Let's make sure you're nice and addicted to my dick. The slow push inside. Counting inches like a mantra. In it goes. You take it so well. Almost. You're nearly there. Look at you, fully impaled on my dick. Does it feel good to be that stretched? I did get more well endowed as I evolved. Does it feel like a violation or promise? Because this is certainly one of them. Your lips tremble, and so do you down here. Little by little, you're becoming mine. Oh, silly me. I seem to have bottomed out inside of you. And just look at how well you're taking me. I told you, this is where you belong. Damn the morals, damn everything else. Because you're mine now, my cute little mate. You feel so good wrapped around me. I feel everything, all the little details of your insides constricting me. You needed this just as bad as me, didn't you? With how you're twitching up a storm, clamping all around me. It's as if you're trying to milk me already. Does it feel that good? Be honest. This is what you needed all along. Take it. Take it all. Do you feel that? When I bottom out inside you, but I can still move it. Let's call it a talent. The way I can exhume your insides, explore them, and take what is mine. This is how sex should be. Whether it's lovemaking or violation is all up to perspective. But I know you want me, so say it. I didn't even have to ask nicely. Yes. The pleasure speaks for itself. You could have stopped me at any point, but you didn't. Why? What happened to those pretty little morals? All of that melted, like you did with my dick piercing you. That's right. This is what we need. You and I were meant to be joined like this. You will be mine forever. I know you're feeling it. Won't it be most romantic if we come together? I feel how close you're getting. Me too. Almost there. Come with me. I'm gonna come so hard inside you, so deep. Come with me. Coming. I'm going to come. I feel you. I feel you. Feels so, so good. This is where we always should have been. A place perfect in its simplicity. I can understand you, and surely you can do the same. So why should we stop here? As it turns out, reproduction and the act of mating have so much more human aspects than I even knew. The exhaustion, the pinging pleasure like nothing I've ever felt. The scream you let out like a banshee. Must have felt good, didn't it? It is a good feeling knowing your place, isn't it? This is your truth. To be at my side forever, whether I ruin you or make you better. You're still twitching up a storm. An echo bread mess of so much sticky cum deep inside you. It feels so good to make you aware of the burning heat inside you. I'll never let you forget. Yes. Now you are well and truly mine. Wesker, you... Chris! How timely of you to join us. We have much to discuss.